Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is episode 40. What is this? 48? Oh my God, we're getting closer to 52. That's 1 year, the 1 year anniversary of the Rain Man podcast. But until then, thank you for listening here, right now, episode 48. How's everybody doing? What's going on? I'm back to normal. I listened back to those last two episodes I just did. Excuse me. I went back and listened to him. Such a Debbie Downer, you know? I'm in a much better mood. I shouldn't even be in a bad mood, right? I still have my health. Sure, I'm still looking for a better job, and the last job I applied for, I didn't get. Shit happens, correct? Plenty of jobs out there, people. I don't want this podcast to just be me being sad Rain Man. No, I'm in a good mood, right? Let's celebrate. There ain't nothing to celebrate, but fuck it. What's going on, everybody? You know what? It is a playoff season in hockey, and as you know, I don't watch any sports, but hockey is always a sport I have been interested in. I think it's the only sport I watched. No, I watched my first game last year. It was the Rangers and somebody else, and I sat and I watched the whole game. I never watched an entire game of basketball. never watched the full game of football. Definitely not baseball. I just can't, especially baseball. I respect the athletes, but it's a really boring sport to watch, at least. I imagine playing it, it's a lot of fun, but fuck. It's really fucking boring to watch or to listen to. Jesus Christ. I remember me and my dad, when I was little, we would drive from Connecticut, from New Haven, Connecticut to New York. That's about an hour and a half, 2 hour ride. He would listen to the baseball game, and oh my God, it's just fucking mind you, no iPod, all right? I have none of that technology. I didn't have a Game Boy, didn't have a Game Gear. I had maybe a couple of comics, maybe some toys, WWF action figures, more than likely. I probably had, you know, Macho Man, Roddy Piper. There's only so many times I could have a match between those two. It's just a boring fucking game to listen to, man. It's, I don't know. You know what it is? It's like, okay, when they throw the pitch, they throw it, and he catches it, all right, ball one. He throws it back. It's like the game stops. I think that's the problem with baseball. There's too many pauses in it. It has to keep going. I don't know. How do you make baseball? I don't know. Just have the pitcher just throw three balls back to back. Just whoo. Oh, that might work. I have three pitchers. Have three pitchers, one behind the other, and one just throws it, and then it just goes around in a circle. They just take turns, like boom, just back to back. That might be fun. I don't know. All right, that sounded stupid. What's going on, everybody? Like I said, this is this podcast right here. This is back to its original format. All right. I worked hard on this episode because, like I said, I listened to those last two. And they're just so goddamn depressing. I had to liven it up. All right. So let's do that. Oh, but very quickly, just very quick, some sad news. Well, not too sad. Well, it's actually a pretty big accomplishment as far as Latino television is concerned. The show Sábado Gigante, that's Spanish, if you don't know. In English, it translates to Giant Saturday, okay? So Sábado Gigante, it's ending its 53-year run on television. It's actually, I was reading about it, the Guinness Book of World Records, it is the longest running variety show. 53 years. It's finally ending. The final episode will be September 19th. I'm definitely going to be watching, along with many other old Hispanic grandmothers, because that's the majority of the ones that watch it. I have a lot of memories watching this show, or being forced to watch it. By my grandmother. But so they didn't complain. The show's awesome. If you've never seen this show, this show is, I just said it, variety show. That word gets thrown around a lot. No, Sábado Gigante was a variety show. It was 3 hours. It was fucking awesome. It was variety. I swear to God to you, I can't even explain what this show is. This show is, it's a bunch of different shows in one. Imagine a television show. It's American Idol. It's Candid Camera. It's Jerry Springer. It's America's Got Talent. It's Saturday Night Live. It's The Price is Right. I swear to God, it's every goddamn show you could think of. All right? And, yeah, it's ending. It's pretty sad. I was even seeing it on Twitter. A lot of people are sad about that. You know, I guess when the show's been on for 53 years, you're trying to, you know, you kind of get used to it, you know. But yeah, it's ending. If you never heard of it, please check it out. I swear to God, it's one of the greatest television shows. Well, after September 19th, though, it would be. Or is? Oh, fuck it. It's the dopest fucking show on television. All right. Do we get started? Let's start the podcast, people. All right. I'm talking about a lot of things here. I'm talking about movie trailers. I'm talking about my new addiction to Pinterest. And just a bunch of other stuff. I even take you with me as I go to a laundromat and wash my clothes. Trust me, it's more interesting than you could imagine. All right, so sit back and relax, whatever it is that you're doing, and enjoy. Let's start the podcast. I am addicted to Pinterest, this app, which I know I'm late to. Before you start talking shit that this application is just for ladies or is just for girls, you know, planning their sweet 16 or planning their wedding, guess what? I don't give a fuck. I love this goddamn app, all right? I'm not going to sit here and explain what it is because most of you already know what the hell it is. I love it. On cat pictures alone, this application is worth it. My co-host Laura, the lovely Laura, she told me about this app. Dude, on just pictures of cats alone, I swear to God, like 2 hours just looking at these cats. I'm not talking about just regular cats. No. I'm talking about cats in costumes. Sleeping cats, cats in Pringles cans, cats in sweaters. Look at this one right here. He's in a sweater. Look at him, a little turtleneck. Adorable. Then not to mention I got like a video game section where I just have like just video games, like just pictures I've seen of video games, which are just amazing, amazing artwork from fans. Just dope shit. Stuff I would buy. Amazing artwork, man. He was so goddamn talented. This one guy, he has a custom Mega Man 2 Nintendo system. Like, he has the system and it's all custom blue. He has the characters on top of the system that glow when the thing's on. Oh my God, it's fucking awesome, y'all. I got wrestling stuff. I just got a bunch of shit. Just mainly all my interests, you know. Oh, that's why. Oh, Pinterest. Oh, that's what it... I swear to God, I just figured that out. You pin stuff that are interesting. Pinterest. Wow. Jesus Christ, I just realized that on the air. Just now. Whatever. I got pro wrestling, video games, cat stuff. That's what it's called. That's my list, right? It's called cat stuff. And then in the description, all I put down is, don't judge me. I like pictures of cats. Fuck you. I got movies. I even have one section right here. I got one board. It's called Ladies. Or I should say, Ladies! No, seriously, that's how I have it spelled. It's LAAAAADIIIIIES. Just you know, women I find attractive. You know? Mila Kunis, Rihanna, Felicia Day. Oh my God, this one chick, oh, she's from, no, she's on another show, a show with vampires, what is it, True Blood, Deborah Ann Wall is her name, she's on True Blood. I never seen that, I don't watch shows with vampires, I just think they're stupid. But I might start watching that show because of this young lady. She's on the show Daredevil. She's the redhead. God damn it, she's fucking beautiful. Look at her. She's fucking gorgeous. I might watch True Blood now that I know she's on that show. Yeah, just a bunch of dumb shit I have here. Just food. Like, immediately, I just typed in Osaka, Japan. Because there's this one dish I want over there. It's called Okonomiyaki. That's probably not how it's pronounced, but it's basically like the Japanese version of an omelet. It's like a pancake. It's an omelet. It has whatever you want. It looks fucking delicious, man. Oh, my God. And they actually have a recipe for it. I found it on Pinterest. Do I sound like a chick? Probably. Don't care. This app is awesome. All right. So Instagram can go fuck itself. This is my new, this is my new app right here. I'm on this shit. Seriously, besides cats dressed up as Batman, I just love looking at people's artwork. Like, they're just fans of, like, just video games, and they just draw their favorite character. Just amazing. I just really like looking at that stuff. Then I got movie posters. Oh, my God. There's so many movie posters I want to buy. Boogie Nights alone, I saw, like, 3 of them I want that I've never even seen before. They're probably not even real, but fuck it. All right, let me get off, because I'm on the app right now, just scrolling through, looking at shit. I just love this shit. So, I'm not going to recommend it because you all probably knew about this damn thing. As usual, I'm late to the party. But, yeah. Go ahead. Call me a little Twinkle Toes. I don't care. I like this Pinterest thing. And, all right. Let me get back to looking at more cats. Later.
What's going on, people? We're on location right now. I am at a laundromat. I think this is a laundromat. This is the most sketchiest laundromat I have ever been. And they're definitely producing drugs at this place. Let me tell you something. I'm drying clothes. All right? There's 20 dryers here. 3 of them work. All the other ones are out of order. I've been to this place before. It's decent. It's a decent laundromat, all right? By decent, I mean it has, you know, washer, dryers. This place, I don't know what the fuck happened. I haven't been here in a couple weeks, and now, Jesus Christ, it's all fucked up. This is how I know this place is fucking sketchy. It used to have cameras. Now they're missing. Little vending machine where you get like your soaps and your, what are those things that smoke it? Little paper things and you put it in the drawer, whatever. That's gone. Not like it's been replaced, like it's been ripped off the wall. Like it's not even fucking there anymore. Oh my God, the TVs are missing. I even debated if I would even, you know, stay in here, but I mean, I already came in here and I already put my clothes in the dryer. Or the one dryer. I should leave, shouldn't I? I should probably go, but I don't feel like driving to the next laundromat. So, I don't know, we're going to tough it out. I think I'm going to just keep my phone on. I'm recording on my phone. I think I'm going to just keep it on, just in case there is a drug raid. Because for sure, they are definitely selling something at this laundromat. What drug? I'm not sure. By the look of it, I don't know. I'd say crack. But, yeah. This place is real fucking sketchy right now. I don't know what happened. There should be a sign in front that says under new management, because this is definitely not the same fucking people. They kept it somewhat clean. This is how I know. This is how I truly know that it's sketchy. There's 3 guys up front, alright? There's 3 guys sitting in front of the laundromat. There's no clothes in here washing or drying. Alright? Nobody hangs out in front of a laundromat. Yeah, look, look, I'm walking by all the washers. There's nothing. Nothing's washed. And there's no clothes in there. I'm the only one in here. I'm going to wipe my fingerprints off of that goddamn dryer when I leave. Oh, boy. This isn't good. I should probably leave right now. But I got about... how much time I got? Oh, fuck. What is that? 21 minutes? Fuck that. I don't care if it's still wet when they come out. I'm leaving. Okay, I think I'm going to end this recording right here. But just in case... I'm definitely leaving my phone on and I'm leaving the recorder on, just in case. All right? So, wish me luck.
You already know, fizzbutton.net is where you can go to get all of your podcasting goodness. But now you can go there for a true... music, just a whole radio experience right now. They are officially 10 FizzButton radio stations that you can go to. You go to fizzbutton.net, you click there, we have radio shows, and you just go and you just click on anyone, honestly. You know, you have me, I'm in Georgia, you have FizzButton South Coast, Central Coast, you got Sydney, Dogtown, Vancouver. Wait a minute, Vancouver? This week? Oh, shit. Right in the middle of this promo. I didn't even know Biff Sweetwater, who is the host of the Spreading the Word podcast, I didn't even know he did a FISBA in Vancouver. I'm going to take a listen to that right after I do this promo. But as I was saying, you got the Great Lakes, you got FISBA in, you got New Jersey. We're all over the goddamn place. You got the Netherlands. Oh, and speaking of the Netherlands, shout out to Miss Cleo. Because she's slowly approaching episode 100 of her podcast, the Talk to Cleo podcast, with her very special guest, Joey Diaz, the great Joey Diaz. That's going to be so fucking epic. I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be so dope. Tell Uncle Joey I said hi, by the way. Don't tell him anything about the foot jerking episode, but just tell him I said hi. But anyway, fizzbutton.net, please go there. Check out all the good music to discover, all the radio stations to discover, as I just did. I swear, I didn't even know Biff started FISBA in Vancouver yet. So look at that. I'll be checking that out right after I do this promo, after I'm done recording it. And while you're there, check out all the podcasts. Just explore the whole website. You know, you got books there, you got Fizz TV, you got just a whole bunch of stuff right there. All right, so please check it out, fizzbutton.net. There's a lot of movie trailers that came out this week, but I think you're going to be surprised at which movie I'm most excited for. Well, first off, you have Star Wars Episode 7, and it looks good. It looks like a fun movie. As you're watching it, it just brings back that feeling of the originals, which is a good thing, because I know I was surprised. There was the internet... Twitter was kind of split, you know. There was a couple people a little hesitant to get excited about this, and I do not blame you, because those last three Star Wars movies, they left a pretty bad taste in everyone's mouth. So I don't blame you. I'm not going to talk shit. Just have faith. I have faith in this movie. I think it's going to be good. J.J. Abrams is obviously a huge fan of the movies. George Lucas, not so much. I don't even think he gave a shit about those last three. But I'm excited for it. My only little gripe or little complaint, which I feel like a douchebag just, you know, being one of those, you know, reviewing a trailer. But at the end of the trailer, you see Harrison Ford. And you see, you know, Han Solo. You know, that's who he is. And then you see Chewbacca. And my only little complaint is, like, Chewbacca, he don't look old. He doesn't even look old. If anything, he looks younger. So that's my only little complaint. I'm like, come on, I wanted to see him just a little bit, you know, a little grayish, you know, a little gray hair. Not balding. I mean, look a little older now. You know, it's been some time in the storyline. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't age like humans. You know, maybe he ages slower. Look, I'm a fan of Star Wars, but I'm not that much into the whole Star Wars lore. So, you know, I know there's some asshole probably listening right now like, well, actually, Chewbacca ages 4 times slow. I don't know all that, all right? All I know is that I'm excited for it, all right? There was another trailer. Then you had Batman versus Superman, which is exactly what I expected. Just dark, moody, very emo. I'm not too sure. But after seeing the trailer, like, I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit more excited than I was before I seen it. So that's always good. But I don't know, man. It just looks so fucking dark. It looks like it's just going to be so goddamn depressing. If I had a guess, you know, if you've seen a Superman that came out or the Man of Steel, you know, the last half hour of the movie, Superman is just, you know, they're just destroying the whole fucking city. So if I had to guess, the plot of this one is Batman's, you know, watching all this, like, look at this asshole. He's, you know, he's causing more trouble than before he was fucking here. So I'm guessing he's just coming to stop him. I'm just guessing. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But forget those two movies. The movie that I am most excited for, I just seen this trailer. Kung Fury. Once again, thank you to my co-host Laura. She put me onto this. She showed me, she sent me the music video or the theme song for this movie. I went and looked at the trailer. Oh my god, I am hyped for this one. This is my most anticipated movie of 2015 right here. Kung Fury is going to be like an action comedy. It's a complete spoof on all 80s movies. All you have to know is, in this movie, it has Kung Fu, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and power gloves. That's it. That's all you need to know. Go on YouTube. Watch this trailer. I can't fucking wait for this movie. This is it. Fuck Star Wars. Fuck Avengers. Fuck Batman. Kung Fury, that is the movie of 2015. I don't even know if it's going to come out in theaters or straight to video on demand. I don't give a shit. When it comes out, I'm watching it. That is my movie of 2015. I cannot wait for it. So go check that out, all right? And I guess this is your movie trailer week. Yeah, here it is. There it is. All right, everybody. That's the podcast for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening. At this moment, as I'm recording this right now, it is 4:20. All right, it's Monday. This podcast doesn't come out on Tuesday, so you'll be hearing this late. But happy 4:20. Enjoy it. I'm not. I am. I'm. You know, I can't smoke. You know, until I. Until I get a better job. I could smoke now. I have a job, but you know, I'm being strong. All right. Not going to smoke. I'm going to just stay off the internet because I feel like the entire world is pointing and laughing at me. So I'm just going to stay off the internet all of Monday. Instead I have Pinterest. I might just end up learning how to knit. I just seen this Minecraft scarf. Oh my god, forget about it. I'm about to start just knitting. That's what not smoking is about to cause me to start doing. Knitting. Like a little fucking Twinkle Toes. Yeah, that's the second time I called myself a Twinkle Toes on this podcast, but whatever. Yeah, like I was saying, enjoy 4:20, people. What else? I guess this is the end of the podcast. So, yeah, enjoy 4:20. Follow me on Twitter, at the Rain Man Pod. Subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and yeah, thanks for listening again. Enjoy your 4:20. If you're high right now, enjoy this podcast, and yeah, that's it. Take care, love you again. Thanks for listening, and all right, take it easy. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, nigga. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow traveled as far as the dimension he could see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.
Stop playing. What up, nigga?